Praise God for the gospel. I mean, that what you just received there was the good news of Jesus Christ. What a powerful story. You know, I love scripture. And that story about Elizabeth, there's just so much to it. And Lisa shared it in such a special way. And, you know, our prayer tonight is that all of you would walk out of here with great joy in your heart, knowing that you can trust God because he loves you and he cares. You know, the word had come first to Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah, and they were well up in age, even as you just heard Lisa share. So when the angel of the Lord showed up and told Zechariah, came to him and just said, you're going to have a child. You're going to have a son. His name is going to be John. And he's going to bring great joy to you. His life is going to be lived out for the glory of God. And, I mean, you would have thought that he would have been very excited. But after the angel of the Lord said all of these things about how also to those that are around are going to be rejoicing with you, and your friends and family are going to have great joy. And when your wife gives birth to this child, and he responds and says, how am I supposed to know this? And this is a true story. It's in scripture. If you read it in Luke chapter 1 and the gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 2, and then the angel of the Lord says, well, first of all, my name is Gabriel, and I stand in the presence of the Almighty God. And then he goes on to say, and now you're going to be silent. You need to shut up, because your doubt is just going to get in the way of what God wants to do, because it is going to be a fulfillment of scripture. And praise God that in his mercy, he just made Zechariah shut up for a while, because God is so gracious that he will not relent, and he will not stop his perfect plan for our lives despite our doubt and unbelief. He still chooses to be merciful. That's great love, and that's amazing grace. And so he's quiet for a while. And when he comes out of the temple, he can't say a word. Scripture actually reveals to us that he was deaf and mute. He couldn't say anything. He had to write on a little tablet, and people were trying to talk to him, and he couldn't respond. And he went home, and Elizabeth got pregnant. And then scripture tells us that for 5 months, she stayed inside too as well. And then when it was time for her to give birth, she gave birth to this son. And the angel of the Lord told Zechariah to name your son John. And when she gave birth to this little boy, all of the friends and family did rejoice. And they were so excited that they told Elizabeth, well, you're going to name him Zechariah, right? And she said, no, I'm not going to name him Zechariah. Gabriel told us to name him John. And scripture tells us, if you read in Luke chapter 2, that the friends and the family members walked away from Elizabeth. That's a little disrespectful. They should have taken her at her word. But they walked over to Zechariah after she done told them. And they walked over to Zechariah, and they started to sign to him saying, aren't you going to name the boy Zechariah? And Zechariah writes down on a tablet, his name is John. And immediately when he wrote that down, the Lord opened up his mouth. And scripture says that he began to bless God in that very moment. There's a little bit more to that. The name John means Yahweh has been gracious. God has been gracious. In that moment, with all the pressure from family and friends to give the boy's name as a part of the lineage of Zechariah, there was all of this pressure to do what family and friends thought was best. But at that point in Zechariah and Elizabeth's life, they chose to walk in obedience. And when he wrote down John, he was not just being obedient and writing down a name. It was a testimony that God is gracious. It was was a testimony in front of friends and family that God is full of grace and he has the final say. It was a testimony of obedience unto the Lord. It was a testimony saying, I know where this great joy has come from. It's come from God. God has been gracious to give us this boy, and his name will be John. God has been gracious. It doesn't matter anymore what everybody has to say. God has been gracious. I'm not trying to make an impression amongst family and friends. God has been gracious. And this son belongs to God, and his life will be lived out for the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Great joy came that day. Great joy came for many, many years to come as John lived out his life bearing witness of the coming Savior, Jesus Christ. His life was fully lived out to glorify God. Let me tell you something. When you make a commitment tonight to confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you will have great joy. When you receive of God's grace and say yes to the Lord, you will walk out of here with great joy. You've heard a powerful spoken word. You've heard testimony about the love of Jesus and the power of God's love to change your life. There's no reason for you to walk out of here with your head low, discouraged and alone and disappointed. There is great joy here for you, and it's found in Jesus Christ. There's freedom from the bondage of sin. Some of you here might be still just, you come, but you just feel like you just can't stop what you're doing, which is displeasing to God. But you can be free from that. You know that. You can be free from sin. God can set you free. And you don't have to walk around with your head low, feeling ashamed because of the things that you're doing. There's great joy and there's great freedom in Christ Jesus. Would you stand up with me? If this evening this is you, this feeling of loneliness or shame or guilt, I want to pray with you. If you don't have this great joy, I want you to experience it tonight. And I'm going to invite you to come forward and I want to pray with you. Maybe you're heading right now into this holiday season and you have no joy. You just feel empty. You've heard the gospel tonight. You've heard good news. God is here. He loves you. He cares. And he wants you to know that there is great joy in his presence. And so as we worship, if I'm talking to you, if this is hitting home for you, I want you to be bold enough to step out of your seat and come down here, and I want to pray with you. That you would walk out of here knowing this great joy that we have in Christ Jesus. God has been gracious. God has been very gracious. 2,000 years ago, Jesus went to the cross. He died for all of my sins and all of your sins. And he rose again on the third day. He's alive. And listen to me. I'm speaking to those that might not understand this yet. God is alive. And he wants you to be alive. Alive in his love, alive in his grace and mercy. God has been gracious. There's freedom in Christ Jesus. Don't hesitate. Maybe even you've been like, oh, I've come here before. And I've walked down there before, but if you're going to walk out of here without joy, then you need to come here and let's pray so that you might know this great joy. I'd rather you come down here 100 times and receive Jesus finally as Lord and Savior, as your deliverer, than you walk out of here 1,000 times without joy. So we're going to worship. While you're still wrestling with this, I'm just going to tell you now, you need to surrender and you need to allow God to just invade your soul and fill you. Anybody here in the house of the Lord battling depression, just raise your hand and be honest from the balcony to the main floor. Just be honest. Just lift your hand up. Hi. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. I want to pray this evening that you would be completely set free from that spirit of depression. You see, as believers in Christ Jesus, there is no room for depression. And it's not your fault either. Sometimes you lay in the bed in the dark and you feel like it's all your fault and you just can't figure out why you just can't get up. Well, it has nothing to do with you. It's an attack of the enemy. And we're going to come against that right now. And you're going to be free. See, in response to that, Jesus offers great joy. An unspeakable joy that cannot be taken away from you and I. And it belongs to you. And it belongs to me. It is a wonderful gift that comes from God. It's joy. Unspeakable joy. And it's liberating. And it's freeing. It stays with you and it will keep you. It's the joy of the Lord. And the scripture talks about the joy of the Lord is our strength. I'm not strong enough to go forward by myself in my own thinking, in my own lowly frame. I need the joy of the Lord to give me strength. I need the joy of the Lord to move me along each day. It's the joy of the Lord that gives me hope each day. And my hope is in Jesus Christ. And those of you that came up here, I want you to pray this prayer after me. And as believers, we're going to pray this prayer with you in agreement. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your son Jesus, who died on the cross for all of my sins. Forgive me. I've made mistakes. I've done wrong. Heal my heart and be my Savior. Tonight, make me a new person. Give me great joy. Give me your peace. Set me free from the bondage of sin. Right now, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we're getting ready to pray about this spirit of depression right now before we go home. Prayer team, I need you to get to somebody up here real quick and just raise your hand real quick in the house. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I just need you to raise your hand because there's a lot of believers in here. If there are people that are willing to stand with me in prayer, I just ask that a believer would just look around you, ladies with ladies and men with men, and just rest a hand on that person's shoulder. And let's believe that that person will be delivered from depression right now in the name of Jesus. Now, let me tell you something. For those of you, this might be new, but this is what we do on Tuesday nights. We are a praying church. And we stand together as a body of believers in faith, believing for one another to be completely set free from those things that oppose the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. And so what we're doing is we are exercising our faith in Jesus Christ and the authority given to us in the power of the Holy Spirit to believe for God's people to be set free and delivered. So if you have a hand raised right now, whoever raised a hand, you should not be alone. I need a believer, whoever is in the balcony on this main floor, to stand with someone who has their hand raised and just rest a hand on their shoulder. And now I need every believer to lift up your voice. I'm going to ask if Lisa Richardson Richardson can come out here, and we are going to pray for those that are suffering from depression. We're going to pray that God is going to lift that spirit off of you right now in the name of Jesus. He has all power and authority, but I need the believers to pray. Every voice counts right now. Let's lift up our voice on behalf of our fellow brothers and sisters and believe right now for complete deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, we just come before you tonight, Lord. And Lord, we simply just give you, Lord, your word, oh God. Lord, you said, oh God, that the spirit of the living God is upon you, God. Lord, that you came, Lord, to bind up the broken hearts. Lord, you came to heal, Lord, all of those that are wounded. Jesus, you came, oh God, Lord, to break every kind of oppression. Father, I thank you that we sang it this morning, Lord, that in your name, the name that is above every name, Lord, all oppression has to cease, Lord. So we ask you, Father, in your name, Lord, your great name, you are the I am that you are the I am, Lord. Everything that we need, Lord, in our current life situation, Lord, you are God. And Father, I stand, Lord, with my brothers and my sisters, Father, those that don't feel like they have a voice, my God. Lord, I thank you that your ear is bent, Lord, to us, oh God. I thank you, oh God, in your name, Lord, that before we call, you hear us. And while we are praying, you answer us, oh God. So Lord, I ask and I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would break the spirit of heaviness. Lord, we are standing on Isaiah 61, oh God, that you've come to break the spirit of heaviness. Lord, that you've come to give a divine exchange, Lord, salvation, Lord, and newness of life, oh God. Lord, you also said a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Lord, you've come to give joy, Lord, where there is mourning. Lord, you've come, God, to bind up the broken heart. Lord, to heal all of those that are bruised, oh God. Lord, you've come in the name that is above every name, God, to give joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, this is your portion for your people, Lord. This is their inheritance, oh God. So Lord, we stand against every force of darkness. We stand against all of the words, the weaponry, the arsenal of the enemy himself. We ask and we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would be the glory and the lifter of heads, oh God. We're asking, God, that you would give sound minds, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying that you would speak peace, Lord, to every mind, peace to every heart, Lord, peace to every storm, God, peace, Lord, to every life situation, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you yourself, Lord, are Jehovah Shalom. You are the God of peace. You are the God of well-being, God. You are the God of wholeness, soundness, Lord. Lord, this is what you died to give us, Lord. Lord, thank you for salvation. Thank you for eternal life. But here, Lord, on this side, oh God, you died to give us abundant life, newness of life, wholeness, God, in our mind and our souls and our emotions, Lord. Thank you that this is our portion. This is our inheritance, oh God. And we claim it by faith, Lord. I pray that faith would arise, oh God. Lord, the little tiny bit, oh God, all is needed. You said to move mountains, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would help your, Lord, your children's faith, Lord, increase their faith, oh God, in Jesus' name, to believe you, Lord. Lord, you are the captain of our salvation, oh God. Lord, deliverance is the food for your people, God. You came, Lord, to set every captive free. And Lord, you said, if you set us free, we will be free indeed. So we just thank you, Lord. We receive our freedom. We receive it, Lord. Freedom reigns in this place, oh God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for your power, Lord. We thank you that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, Lord. We declare you, Lord, to be a chain breaker. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the people leave this altar, Father, different, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for one touch, one quickening touch. That's all it takes, oh God. And people, Father, Lord, can be made whole, body, mind, soul, and spirit by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. We bless you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.